From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Tom Baudet, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, and sitting in for Peter Sagal, Luke Burbank.
Thanks, Carl. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Roxanne Froelich from Linwood, Washington.
Linwood, home of Linwood Rollaway?
Yeah, yes.
Only one of the finer skating rinks in the North Seattle area.
And better now because it was just remodeled
by
a friend of my husband's, yes.
I need to get out there. I originally hail from the Seattle area. Well, it's very nice to have you here with us, Roxanne.
Nice to be here.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction.
Okay.
What's the topic, Carl?
You think you're so tough. I eat pieces of dirt like you for breakfast.
This week we read about a tough guy who, it turns out, maybe isn't as tough as we all thought. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about people who had us fooled. Pick the real story and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Are you ready, Roxanne?
I am ready.
All right. First up, it's Mo Rocca.
When Marcia Kleinbaum's husband left her, the Scarsdale, New York hand model was left to raise her 12-year-old son, Noah, alone. By all accounts, there was little that the 5'2" mom wouldn't do for her son, going so far as to participate in Scarsdale's father-son sideshow. Traditionally, Scarsdale's dads wow the crowd with fire-swallowing, snake-charming, even shooting themselves from cannons. Marcia did them all one better by wrestling a 7-foot alligator. Calluses be damned. People were impressed when Marcia pinned her gator with a Mexican snout hold in record time. But when the alligator passed out, tests revealed large traces of the anti-anxiety drug Xanax. The doping of alligators is strictly prohibited by Scarsdale municipal law. Marcia defends herself, quote, "Look, it was my Xanax. I didn't want the alligator to panic."
Some straw man alligator wrestling from Mo Rocca. Your next story of a tough cookie that crumbled comes from Paula Poundstone.
A bit of the stardust blew off the pageantry of the Disneyland Main Street USA parade last night when one of Tarzan's vines fell into the track, causing a jam that knocked him off his tree and left him dangling from a wire, turning his familiar Tarzan yell into a rather girly squeal for help. "We're not supposed to break character," the jungle swinger later said, "but my hair was caught around the wire and it hurt a lot." Jane and the gorillas never broke stride, but the more humanitarian Tweedledee from the next float rushed forward, climbed aboard the rolling jungle replica, disentangled Tarzan, and carried him off with a leering look and his tongue hanging out. Many in the crowd claimed to have seen a large piece of foam fly from Tarzan's loincloth, prompting one young fan to shout, "I have a funny feeling he wasn't really raised by gorillas either."
Tarzan lose manhood. Tarzan embarrassed. From Paula Poundstone. Your last story of someone not as tough as he or she seems comes from Tom Baudet.
Nothing says man's man like foraging for berries and grubs while drinking your own urine. So fans of Bear Grylls, host of Discovery Channel's Man vs. Wild, did not take well to news that the professional survivalist sometimes bunked in motels and accepted other outside aid when he was supposed to be braving the great outdoors mano solamente. In each episode, Grylls is airlifted into the wilderness with only a few tools to aid in his survival, such as a flint or water bottle. Thus stranded all over the globe, from Utah's Moab Desert to the Costa Rican rainforest, the former British Special Forces soldier is depicted subsisting for several days without intervention, relying only on his wits, stamina, nerve, and apparently a Motel 6 frequent sleeper card. As brand spokesman, I think I can speak on behalf of the Motel 6 organization when I say to Mr. Grylls, "We'll leave the light on for you."
He makes $40,000 every time he says that. Okay, Roxanne, you've got gator wrestling from Mo, banana hammock issues for Tarzan from Paula, and Man versus Five Star Hotel from Tom Baudet. Which one's real?
I have to go with Tom's.
Why do you say that?
It just sounds plausible.
So, Roxanne, your choice is Tom's story about a not-so-tough TV host. To find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone who criticized this real not-so-toughy in the news.
It was a little bit more like Man plus Room Service versus Wild than Man versus Wild exclusively.
That was James Poniewozik, TV critic for Time Magazine, explaining how Bear Grylls wasn't exactly roughing it on Man vs. Wild. Congratulations, Roxanne. You've earned a point for Tom, and you've also won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your answering machine.
Yay. Great. Thank you.